Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger and other statewide Democratic candidates used affordability to expand control in the House of Delegates and take hold of statewide offices during the November elections. President Trump recently said that affordability is a hoax being used by the Democratic Party to hurt his reputation. Kim Farrington, who is vying to be the Republican nominee who would be challenging U.S. Senator Mark Warner this fall, tells WFIR News while affordability is an issue, Democratic messaging is disingenuous.
They're really heavily scrutinizing President Trump for the good work that he's doing. And I think that it's just the messaging that is bad. And if you look at the statistics, I mean, the gas prices are down since President Trump came into office. But yet the Democrats are saying that prices are higher, but they're really not when you look at the numbers.
Farrington, who oversaw financial management policy for the federal government during her time at the White House Office of Management and Budget, says while on the campaign trail, she has only met two people who said Senator Warner has done something for them.
The first lady said that she was happy to have Mark Warner show up and speak at one of her women's events. I had another person tell me that she liked Mark Warner, and when I asked what he did for her, she was excited because he showed up for her son's Eagle Scout graduation.
Farrington says if elected this fall, she will address all concerns and issues constituents may have. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.